Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
And guys, you know what? There's this thing where they say, may you live in interesting times. Well, you don't get the more interesting than this, right? Global pandemic, towering infernos in Umhlanga, gold rush or diamond rushes in Ladysmith. And now everyone's talking about Deadpool in Durban. Pictures have been doing the rounds on social media of a guy dressed as Deadpool, authentically so, going around Durban, taking pictures of people. So we tried our best to find him, but he is a most elusive of superheroes. So Andreas Matthios from Marshall Security managed to find him, though. Good morning, Andreas, on the line with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to Darren, Kerry and Sky. Thanks for having us on your show.
Good morning. Morning.
Good morning, Andreas.
Andreas, how did you find Durban's Deadpool? Apparently, he's a little bit elusive, and you found him. How did this happen?
Well, you know, with us, it's not difficult to find what we're looking for. And we just happened to be around the corner when the calls came through the various networks that Deadpool was in our neighborhood. So coming around the corner, here's this guy standing in the middle of the road. He almost looked, I actually thought it was the stick, the way he stood, and he posed himself, kind of like to stop the vehicle. And I thought, hang on a second, this must be Deadpool. And lo and behold, he was like right here in front of me.
Andreas, so I don't know if you've seen the trend. There's also a trend of Spider-Man doing the rounds. I know it's quite big in, well, he's quite big in Joburg, going to parties and stuff. So I don't know if that the identity of this Deadpool is similar to the identity of Spider-Man. Do you know who it is?
Well, I did have a conversation with Deadpool, and, you know, so he made me swear not to reveal his identity, but they're not the same person.
Oh,
I can tell you that. So Deadpool is an absolutely unassuming kind of guy.
Oh, really? Well, this Deadpool, so we can confirm it's not the genuine bona fide Deadpool, so please, people, don't take pot shots at Deadpool, because the real Deadpool can heal himself. This one's just a guy dressed up as Deadpool, so we can be clear on that one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Don't do that to anyone.
And so but you know Deadpool what? You know what?
Yeah.
No, I just want to say, if you want to find out if Deadpool and Spider-Man are the same thing, just play a Amapiano song. If he starts dancing, then you know.
Then you know.
Well done, okay. Well done.
So, Andreas, do we have any idea why this Deadpool is doing his rounds in Durban?
So I was very inspired when I actually sat down and had a conversation with him. He is, you know, he's 16 years old. I can say that. So he's a very young, dynamic young man, and his whole aspiration is to actually motivate our community. There's so much negativity going on in and around the Durban City precinct at the moment, and his main aim is to just basically put a smile on people's faces. And then he's also got another project that's very dear to his heart, and that is, of course, with the so many people dying of cancer and COVID and those kind of things. And he told me that, you know, in no uncertain terms, he just felt he had to do something to unite communities, bring neighborhoods together. And that was his main game, and that was his main role in this whole thing.
He's 16 years old.
Wow, that's amazing.
Sorry, I missed that.
Wow. And he's 16 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was very touched by his gesture and his commitment. Yeah. He's absolutely keen on doing this. He's even set himself up on Instagram so people can follow him at Deadpool. It'll be hashtag Deadpool on Instagram. And, you know, what I think he's trying to do is, at his young age, is just unite a South African people to not live in this negative bubble that we've become accustomed to because of COVID, because of so many people dying of cancer. So I really thought it was inspiring of what he was actually trying to do.
Well, that's amazing news. Andreas from Marshall Security, thank you so much for bringing us this information.
The
irony is not missed that this Deadpool isn't old enough to watch the Deadpool because he's only 16, but he is old enough to be Deadpool as he runs around putting a smile on people's faces and creating some positivity and a nice vibe. I think it's an amazing initiative. So Deadpool, wherever you are, hashtag Deadpool, thank you so much for doing whatever you're doing and keep doing what you're doing. We've got the video Andreas made on our on our socials on ecr.co.za. Select Darren, Kerry and Sky show page. Andreas, Matthias from Marshall Security, thank you for your time. And please tell Ted Deadpool that we want to speak to him as soon as he makes himself available.
Kerry
he is
cut.
Definitely
Kerry
in
cut.
The running for the DKS stamp of approval. That means to say not even the Deadpool has the coveted DKS stamp of approval. But this one just could. Try and get the two of us in touch. That would be great.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.